talk about this guy because that in and of itself is an amazing feat. Never mind, that was his workout. And I remember talking to you about it one time.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman Channel.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. We have a great show planned for you today during the first hour. What's that? Rob Regish. Rob, can you hear me?
I'm having some trouble hearing you, Carl.
I can tell. While I announce what's going on today, why don't we have Elliot disconnect you and reconnect you in the meantime?
Actually, it's better now.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. All right. So here we go. We have the Blueprint Power Hour, as you can tell by Rob Regish in the background there, during the first hour. Then during the second hour, we're going to change it up. During the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Richard Lentz to talk about olive oil. You may think what you're buying is olive oil, but it's probably not. And then at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Preethi Srikanthan, and we're going to talk about how muscle mass index is a predictor of longevity in older adults. Rob, how you doing?
Back in the saddle, brother. It's been a great day.
We have a surprise guest coming on with us right now, Alex Kolakovo. I hope I pronounced his name properly. Alex, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent.
How are you, Greg?
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Now, the reason we have you on, we searched for you. Rob found you on one of the forums. We've been talking a lot about colostrum lately, and apparently you have been keeping a training diary and using colostrum for some time. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's a great product. I've never, you know, I've heard about it for years, never put much thought into it. It kind of gets bad press in bodybuilders don't really think about anything with colostrum as far as increasing lean muscle or size or anything. But I gave it a try and amazing results.
How long have you been using colostrum now, Alex?
Probably, I started, I would say, in August of last year. And I can't take, you know, any pro hormones. I'm completely natural. And so I wanted to give this a try. So, and I, you know, I, first month I probably put on around 6 pounds of lean mass.
You're kidding me.
And this was just, I mean, if you use, you know, the doses recommended, the 5 grams a day, 10 grams a day, you're not going to get anything. I bumped it up probably to the goal. You know, I had read some studies saying that 60 grams a day had increased lean muscle. And so I was taking 60 to 100 grams a day.
Wow.
Immediately.
Now can so I ask, figured, can I ask where you were getting your colostrum from, just out of curiosity?
I was ordered the Immune Tree. So I was getting a kilo, and I think a kilo had cost about $150 at the time.
Okay.
And so I was, you know, I was kind of mad. I didn't think it was going to get any results at all. But I read one bodybuilder on one of the forums. I think it was either Elite Fitness or one of those that got great results. So I thought I'd give it a try, just at least for a month. But I wasn't expecting much at all.
So now the reason I asked you is because we actually have a colostrum supplier, because I'm a huge fan of colostrum. And the company that is with us is Immunodynamics, and they really, they are the producer of certified first 6 hour colostrum. I have just started to experiment with it more. I was only ever using like 20 grams a day. So you feel like 60 grams a day is where the magic is, huh?
The goal was 60 grams, but I was using heaping teaspoons. So I'm guessing it was probably around 80 to 100 total.
Really? Really?
And immediately. I mean, I've never had dreams in my life, and I was having, you know, vivid dreams. I didn't understand that. And it was just, I mean, I think my joints were feeling better.
How long have you been using the colostrum now? Since August of last year, you said, right? September, October, November.
I got most of my results probably within the first 2 months, and then it kind of plateaued. But I've been getting steady strength increases. Just my joints feel better. My shoulder, it was killing me before. Elbows, they're not creaking and cracking like they were.
What about? Have you ever had allergies?
I had allergies. I don't have any at all. So it's just, you know, normally I get some type of pollen allergies in the fall.
Yeah, because colostrum has immunoglobulins in it that are supposed to help you if you have allergies. So that's that. So you did see that effect as well.
Yeah. So mostly it was that, the joints, and then the increased muscle and the strength. My strength, you know, it went down a lot. I was using pro hormones in the past before. And, you know, I went off those completely. I lost a lot of strength. And just, this was the only natural product that's ever actually increased my strength almost to the point where I was before when I was on the pro hormones.
Now, I got to believe that a lot of people on the forums didn't necessarily believe your results. Did you get that?
No. A lot of people. I mean, I posted it once, I think, on the Inabop Minds, and, you know, oh, it's just a placebo effect. And then I was on a maintenance diet. You know, I was plateaued for about a year, and then I threw this in there, but, you know, the 100 grams a day, I'm guessing. And immediately, you know, I saw results.
That's really – I didn't expect this, Rob. Did you expect – oh, you read his blog, right, his diary?
Yeah, we started conversing, and, you know, listen, 6 pounds in a month, that is not placebo.
No, that's really, you know, amazing.
Yeah,
2-3 pounds.
Especially, my diet was spot
difference.
On. Nothing was changing. My weight was increasing, wasn't decreasing for
now.
A good
okay, so
year.
Let me ask you a question. Did you cut back on your protein intake because of the protein that you were getting from the colostrum?
No, you know, I kept everything pretty much normal, and so, you know,
just added the colostrum. Holy mackerel!
Just added that, and anyway, I think the one I looked at the serving size. One half teaspoon was 15 calories. So, you know, it was probably adding maybe an extra 500 calories a day through the colostrum powder, which isn't, you know, enough to put on 6 pounds of, you know, lean muscle in a month.
We have a special offer right now with Immunodynamics. It's 4 jugs of their first 6 hour certified colostrum for $200. I believe that's over a kilo, but I'll have to check on that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, this is really exciting for anybody out there who's looking for an alternative to anabolics that have maybe potential to do harm, this sounds like a much better alternative.
It's a great product. I mean, if you use it in high enough doses, you know, you can get results almost similar, you know, not as dramatic, obviously, as a pro hormone or anabolic, but you'll get a natural product that'll give you good results.
That's really cool. So you continue to use it today. You still continue to see some sort of gains, whether it be...
Nothing as dramatic as at first, but I'm definitely seeing, you know, my increases in bench, squat, deadlift, everything is going up steadily over the past 7 months.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 35.
Oh, so you're not a young kid. That's great.
No.
That's great. Wow.
So,
Rob, you have any questions?
No. You know, this was the most interesting experiment, and credit to Alex for sharing these results. I mean, I think colostrum got dismissed early. And it may be time to give it another look.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Alex, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your results with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Had you ever heard of Superhuman Radio before?
I have not, until I met Rob. And so it was a great channel.
Very cool, very cool. All right, well, listen, thanks so much for being on the air with us. Let's
right,
do this.
Carl.
Let's go ahead and take our first commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Sergio Hernandez. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Check out Predator Nutrition at superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I am really excited about the whole colostrum thing. Yeah, that special offer that is available to the Superhuman Nation for certified first 6 hour colostrum, the best colostrum in the world. That's 2.2 pounds. That's a kilo. It's $200, and that's outstanding. I am definitely upping the ante with colostrum.
It's worth it.
Hey, Rob, we got our first question from Sergio Hernandez. He says, Carl and Rob, keep up the great work. I use fish oil caps to help get those healthy fats in. Is there anything better than plain old fish oil as a healthy fat supplement? Two, what's the final word on DS's craze? Did they find amphetamines or what? seems like no one is carrying it anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, on the fish versus krill, I've used both with no discernible difference, except you have to use far fewer krill capsules. You know, end of the day, what you're looking for, an omega-3 to 6 fatty acid ratio of 1 to 1. I don't think it matters much where you get them. And after much experimentation, 3 grams of those EFAs is the magic number. Now, you're going to hear higher doses elsewhere, but fats, like protein, build slowly into your structure, and higher doses don't seem to load you any faster. Now, with respect to craze, DS appears to have halted production and destroyed the remaining stock. I don't think anyone is claiming they found amphetamine in it, which right. is a popular misconception. Instead, it's been postulated that a chemical cousin, ethamphetamine, was detected. Whatever it was, I can tell you it worked better than anything else on the market. I know my stims, and recently had a couple containers sent to me. Now, for reference sake, it takes 60 milligrams of effy and 600 milligrams of caffeine to get me going. So craze has a distinctly different feel to it. It lends itself more to a focus versus ephedrine buzz. There's no crash either. The real issue had more to do with an undisclosed ingredient on the label versus containing amphetamine. Whatever the case, it's gone now and has been replaced by their new stim, Frenzy. And by all accounts, it works and works well, though I haven't tried it yet. It's not available in the U.S., may never be. Predator's got it, though. So
yep, that's right.
You know,
but if you want to plunk down a couple hundred dollars for it.
Yeah, well, hey, I know people that will, so by all means, have at it.
Well, I got to tell you, I still have some craze left, and I do use it periodically, and I can assure you, I mean, I did meth when I was a kid, and there's nothing in craze that even feels like meth. So it doesn't stimulate you. It just, as you point out, it just focuses you. And what I think we saw with DS was a bunch of jealous companies that didn't have as an effective of a pre-workout supplement teaming up and launching a straw man campaign against Driven Sports. And
it sure crushed the category.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But anyway, the next question comes from Michelle Hebert. She says, question for Rob. You guys were talking about how important curcumin is. Do I need to supplement with additional curcumin if I'm already taking Tranquilogen?
Answer is an unequivocal no. TQ contains a whopping dose of CurcuClear, which is our curcumin concentrate. It's the number one ingredient in the formula. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you're going to use just one herb, make it curcumin. Benefits seemingly know no end, and it's research proven to benefit bring the following benefits. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, glucose disposal agent. It helps burn fat and recovers and regenerates muscle 5 times faster than placebo. There are a few qualifiers that apply. Curcumin is poorly bioavailable, suffers from poor bioavailability. You need to ingest bioperin, or aka black pepper. There's research showing no less than a 2,000% increase in absorption in humans. That was a Harvard study. Curcumin also has positive effects on the brain. In one study, it compared favorably to the antidepressant Prozac. The rest of the formula just amplifies that effect. Rhodiola rosea, 5-HTP, astaxanthin, they all just magnifies curcumin's benefits. Here's the bottom line. Tranquilogen is your one-stop shopping solution for stress relief, pain, anti-inflammatory, and general health. It does for general health what Synthogen does for performance, and it simplifies your supplement life. 2 caps a day replaces almost all of your general purpose supplements. Hope that helps, Michelle.
The next question comes from Mike Summers. He says, you had a question regarding laxigenin on the last episode, which Rob ultimately stated there are no legit sources currently. However, There is a product by LGI called Secretabridge, which contains lactogenin, among other ingredients. I have been following some logs, which seems to be showing favorable results. Also, the owner of LGI has stepped up in several threads, assuring that the quality, even posted COAs showing the correct peaks for lactogenin, going so far as to state he'd gladly send it to anyone who would like to test it. Believe he offered PA, and I would imagine he means Patrick Arnold, to test it, but I'm not sure that that ever came to fruition. I'm wondering if maybe Rob could weigh in or potentially obtain and have it tested mass spec'd, possibly help determine if we indeed finally have a genuine article in this product. I'm seeing quite a bit pointing in the direction that Secretabridge is effective, but what I parenthetically and am sure others would love to know definitely is, what is the product and is it lactogenin? Thanks for all that you do, helping to solve this anabolic mystery. What do you think?
Lactogenin never fails to amaze me how much interest this ingredient stimulates among people. I am open to it if we can get Pat's approval, his stamp of approval, or, you know, Chromadex, whoever. The rest of the formula contains diosygenin and diacin. Diosygenin is claimed to be a health-promoting substance, as is diacin, which is the precursor to diosygenin. I would much prefer to see lactogenin paired with an additive or synergistic compound. And yes, they're out there. There are some clues offered in the paper, an experimental study on the 6 keto derivatives of some natural sapogenin analogs. That's the one I mentioned last week. I do have the two perfect compounds in mind, and I'm trying to get a lab to move on it, but they don't want to do anything with it. You know, their comment to me this past week was, don't even bother. Nobody's doing anything new. Working with LGI on this would be cool. It'd be a neat little project because I have some killer synergists in mind. Both of them are legal. Both are exceedingly safe. And both have a terrific track record in the market. Now, I'd be real happy to hear from LGI if they're interested, because I want this mystery solved as much as you do. If they're up for it, they can email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out if this stuff really does have lactogenin and where they're getting. Well, they probably won't share this with me. You know, who's synthesizing it for them?
Yeah. Panos Antonaco says, I'm burnt out on thermogenics and could use a moderate lift along with something that increases strength. Any suggestions?
Well, there are very few innovative thermogenics on the market right now, even fewer that follow the research. Most are just loaded with caffeine. Oops, I mean 137 trimethylxanthine. Let's talk about something different, something that does work. I recently had the opportunity to sample Sean Phillips' Full Force. It's a focus intensity formula. Appears to be a spinoff of his full strength MRP, which is number one in the category, by the way. So let's look at the ingredients in Full Force. Tyrosine, as well as tyrosine hydrochloride, and N-acetyltyrosine. Caffeine, green tea leaf, which is standardized for a whopping 60% EGCG. Vitamin C, E, magnesium, and zinc aspirate, the latter of which are very important to adrenal recovery. Tyrosine was studied for its ability to increase alertness and strength by the U.S. military, and very favorable results were found. Important to point out that this was not funded by the supplement industry. Caffeine, as I've spoken to before, it's a well-known driver of thermogenics and nootropics, but it's not overdone in this formula. green tea is standardized for 60% EGCG in this one, and it's a smart addition. It's the single highest percentage standardized of epigallo, catechin, gallate that I've ever seen. Pairs exceptionally well with caffeine and was found to burn twice as much fat in studies on obese people. Actually, I'll do you one better. The fat loss was preferentially around the midsection. So how does full force feel? 2 to 3 caps on an empty stomach improved my alertness, focus, and especially strength. It is sneaky good, meaning you don't feel all cracked out on the way to the gym. So put it this way. When you find yourself doubling or even tripling with your one rep max after you forgot you took it, it's working. 2 thumbs up, Panos, and that's coming from a long time EC guy.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Stephen Pointer. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin today. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get the new Blueprint Meteoric. Get on the train to Gainesville today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's She's a very kinky girl.
I like this mashup. The kind you don't think. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Richard Lentz. We're going to talk about, you may think what you're using is olive oil, but it's not. And then, how muscle mass may increase longevity, especially the older you get, with Dr. Preethi Srikanthanan. That's going to be another important discussion. Right now, we have a question from Stephen Pointer. He says, I love Synthogen and what it does for me, and it's a staple of my supplement regimen now. In addition to the weights, I do a lot of long-distance biking. I'm looking to slant the formula more towards the endurance side of things, though responding well to ECDI, but the E-Bowl I was using is nowhere to be found. I did really well on that stuff, and I'm not sure why. Any suggestions?
Yeah, E-Bowl is a tough find right now. Supposedly, Thermalife is working on an updated formula, and it was supposed to be out in the spring last year, but so far, nothing in sight. So the reason you did so well with E-Bowl, Stephen, is due to the terkesterone, which radically boosts blood cell, red blood cell count, and you can feel it. My man, Sanad Makis, up there in Norway, who I've been corresponding with, recently saw a 10% increase on his labs, and here's the kicker, within a week of dosing the stuff. And believe you me, when I get the hard copy of those labs, I'm going to post it up for the world to see, because I still got a lot of clowns saying that ECDI has no biological effect in humans. Significant amounts of biologically active TERC are found in Ajuga turkestanica, and the genuine article comes only from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan. You're looking to use 30 milligrams a day, no less. It is best paired and piggybacked with Synthogen on training days, just prior to, during, and immediately after the workout. On off days, I'd suggest piggybacking again with Synthogen three times a day, just prior to your three biggest meals. The practical effect is as follows. One, inside of week one, much deeper sleep. Two, within 2 weeks, a measurable improvement in your VO2 max or endurance. And three, within 3 weeks, increased muscle fullness and the feeling of being pumped 24/7. Sanad reports that, I think he's 92 kilograms right now, and you know, he feels like he's 120. It really is a fantastic product. Take one or the other away, meaning Synthogen or TERC, and the effects diminish noticeably. Now I considered putting TERC in Synthogen, but it would have put it out of reach financially speaking for most. You stack those two, Stephen, and you will be training heavier, and your distance times will improve.
Is the general effects of E-Bowl increase in red blood cell, is that what the real general effects are?
No, you know, E-Bowl is a really interesting formula. It's got a heavy base of reponticum carthamoid.
Well, I guess I should rephrase that. Is the primary effects of terkesterone that it increases red blood cell? It's erythropoietic.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It was also found the strongest of all ECDIs insofar as increasing protein synthesis. It's incorporation.
Well, okay, let me throw something at you, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not easy to get real TERC or fine TERC or whatever, but I'll tell you what is effective, and this was proven by the thoroughbred horse racing industry and now has made its way into bodybuilding. And that
What's
is
that?
My old favorite, thymosin beta 4. Thymosin beta 4 increases red blood cell production dramatically. In fact, so much so that if you take too much, you really can get such thick blood that it probably can be cause some viscosity issues, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, thymosin beta 4 is a powerful agent for tissue healing. And this is why the thoroughbred horse race industry clamored to it probably about – they started using thymosin beta-4 on horses probably 7 or 8 years ago. And we're talking about large doses because we're talking about big animals. But what they found out was that horses had the ability to run longer and faster and recover faster from their workouts. And remember, these are horses, so there's no placebo here. Either a horse is performing a certain way that's indicative that it's recovering faster, or and a horse is running faster, or it's not. It's not like, hey, Mr. Trainer, I feel good today. Maybe it's that stuff you injected. No, they either perform or they don't. And so as a result of that, thymosin beta-4 has now made it its way over to the fitness industry. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of endurance athletes are using thymosin beta-4. You don't have to use a lot. 2 milligrams a week is really all you need. You take 1 milligram every third day or so. That's more than enough. And keep in mind that it is so powerful at healing tissue that there are studies out there that show that a single 5 milligram injection after a cardiac ischemic event, a heart attack, completely ameliorated any necrotic tissue in the heart.
Wow.
Okay? And the same thing happened with stroke victims. When they gave a single 5 milligram injection of thymosin beta-4 within 6 hours of a stroke, there was no collateral damage to the brain.
Wow.
So when you talk about recovery, we always talk about recovery on the show, right? Well, recovery, well, what is recovery? It's tissue repair, right? It's nervous system repair. It's repair, right? You do damage in your workout, and then your body has to wait a long time to repair. Well, thymosin beta-4 will cause your body to repair much faster, like superhuman faster, but more importantly, it will increase red blood cell proliferation as well.
Yeah, one final note on Turk. Thermalife has exclusive rights to distributing it in the United States. I've had many discussions with Ron Kramer, who's the CEO over there. So having said that, standalone Turk is only available one place in the world, and that is tonvera.net. And God, I wish I was getting commission on this. But they produce a terrific product called True Turk. So if you're interested in it standalone or stacking it with Synthogen especially, it really adds a lot to that stack.
How expensive is a bottle of that True Turk?
Any idea? They recently lowered their price. I forget what it is because it's in pounds and I can't do the damn conversion.
Right.
But, you know, at four tabs a day, it's
pretty cheap.
It's doable. I wouldn't say it's cheap, but it's doable. They've certainly got their packaging down. It's the only tablet product I've ever seen that comes in a resealable zip foil pouch. And it's beautiful. It comes with a certificate of analysis stamped from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan, so you know you're getting the real McCoy.
Well, and just to throw this out there, maybe you want to stack thymosin beta-4 with your Synthogen if you want to take a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for, a step up approach.
That would be insane.
Well, but here's the thing, right? So Superior Peptides offers my audience exclusively a 30% discount. And when your order is over $75, I believe it is, it's free shipping. If you take the SHR30 coupon and buy your thymosin beta-4, it'll run you about $17 a week. And then add that to your Synthogen. Try that as well. If you don't want to go the turkesterone approach, or for some reason you want to use something that there's no questionability about, you know, well, it works for some people. You know, again, the thoroughbred horse race industry is the ones that turned us on to thymosin beta-4.
That might be the ultimate recovery stack.
You know, I use thymosin beta-4 now. I use it post-workout. I take 1 milligram post-workout on 2 different training days each week. And, I mean, Ed Rusher's got me doing all these stupid 10x10s and 8x12s. And yesterday I did a whole body routine that took me, over an hour. It took me 26 minutes just to train legs doing supersets of 8x12s. And I got to tell you, I thought I was going to be a lot sorer, but I did my thymus and beta-4 injection post-workout.
Jeez.
So,
what is it? Is it sub-Q?
Yeah. It's just like any other peptides, like injecting growth hormone or any of the peptides out there. Yeah, sub-Q. You use an insulin syringe.
Wow.
Of course, I'm not suggesting anybody out there actually do this to themselves. Hypothetically, you could do it to your lab rat if you have a lab rat.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of us have lab
rats. Because the government doesn't care what you do to your rats. They just don't want you to use the stuff.
Dang.
So, anyway. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will do the blueprint tip of the day. And then I want to talk about my I was recently put on thyroid hormone. I want to talk about that. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code Superhuman today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We actually have one more question. I was looking at the wrong notes. We do have a question from Robert Dietz here that needs to be answered. He says, "Hey, Rob, just wanted to let you know that my arm is back to 100% after bicep tendon surgery. The doc said it was one of the worst tears he's ever seen. Lots of healing, and the excellent advice given by you got me back in the strength game. My Blueprint Power Hour question is, how would you set up a strength program for someone who trains BJJ 4 to 5 nights? Four to five nights a week and will be competing soon. Side note, Synthogen is my secret weapon to keep up the training I need. Thanks so much.
Yeah, well, as good as the stock blueprint is, it isn't ideal for a Brazilian jiu-jitsu prep. For that, you need a mix of power, size, and conditioning. And it is here where the Blueprint Meteoric delivers. When you fight, you draw upon all three energy systems that fuel muscle. So picture a triangle with the ATP, PC, adenosine triphosphate, phosphocreatine pathway at the top. This is your typical power lifter. In one of the other corners is the VO2 max pathway, endurance, best example being a long distance runner. In the other corner is a wrestler. He needs a mix of both power and endurance. These three energy systems need to be trained such that your body is adept at tapping into all three. And typically a training protocol teaches your body to use just one. You need a training system that fuels all three. Now, how to go about that in the Meteoric, I keep a closely held secret. But once you experience it, you will have no doubt. Power, size, and the gas to go the distance. Fighters, you never hear a fighter say, gee, I wish I could have benched more after he lost the fight.
Yeah.
They all could have used more gas. So here's the bottom line. If your body requires all three energy systems, you need to train all three. And the Meteoric is the only template that gives you that and does so with a diet that fuels it. Finally, little known fact. Synthogen was crafted exclusively for the Meteoric because nothing, and I mean nothing, tops off cellular energy better.
Okay, so now we move on to the blueprint tip of the day, a brief history of high molecular weight modified starches.
Yeah, you know, up until recently, carb powders have imparted modest improvements over whole foods, and such was the case with maltodextrin, usually derived from corn. You're no doubt familiar with it due to its proliferation in various weight gainers, MRPs, etc. After being isolated, it's cut into a length somewhere between a simple sugar and a starch. The shorter versions lend themselves better to drink mixes as they're more soluble and sweeter. Prior to the early 1980s, maltodextrin really wasn't prevalent in our little world. The primary exposure you had to them was on the back of a postage stamp. They were used mostly as binders, fillers, and glues. So it was Mike Zumpano working first with Weider and later Unipro who came across a most interesting discovery. Certain maltodextrins were a hybrid of both a starch and a sugar that lent themselves to the best qualities of both. So when Unipro rolled out Carboplex, it didn't just gain instant popularity in bodybuilding, but mainstream food preparations as well. At your local supermarket today, you'll find it in all kinds of sports drinks, cocoa, baked goods, and even baby food. The chief problem with these products is twofold. First, you never know quite what length the starch has been cut to. They can be as short as 3 glucose molecules or as long as cornstarch. In fact, much of the waxy maize being sold today is just that, cornstarch. Second, and related, these anomalies result in anything from a very quick rise in blood sugar to a prolonged curve seen when testing your blood sugar. We need to work faster and more efficiently during this time. The real solution was the creation of a new class of soluble starches called amylopectins, and these address the severe drop in blood sugar by selectively tailoring the lengths of those starches to optimize the time spent just prior to, during, and immediately after the workout. For it's during that time that they can have a drug-like impact. Starting material is not just one type of starch, but two others, potato and rice. A mix of all three was found to be best, and carbolin has it. So these starches aren't quite as soluble in water, but they absorb much faster than sugars, and they don't bloat you. The end result is a largely complex carb, yet it's made up of many polysaccharides joined together by bonds. The molecular weights have been carefully tailored to ensure the absorption is much faster than any maltodextrin, waxy maize, or whole food and juice alternative. The amylopectins hit the bloodstream quicker and are absorbed as glycogen. Thereafter, working almost like an IV drip, supplying even more energy to the body. Dan Duchesne was onto this as long ago as the 90s in his excellent book, Body Opus, stating, "The ideal is a highly refined amylopectin preparation, not yet commercially available." Well, Dan may be gone, but he's likely looking down, or maybe up, smiling, knowing that they're now available. So those and other supplement secrets you can find at CoachRobRagish.com. And I've got a new quick hit special report that details how to put together, let's call it the ultimate OTC anabolic. And many of you, if I know you, have one of these on the cupboard right now. So for less than $10, you get everything you need. And I've got another one called Fast Fat Loss, and it shows you how to walk into any drugstore or grocery store and walk out with a stack that's research proven to accelerate your fat loss threefold. So if you're interested in that, they're not on the site yet, but they will be later this week. If you're interested, email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com, and I will get you the keys to the kingdom.
There you go. So I want to talk about something real quick at the end of the show here. We have a couple minutes left, and I just want to work this in. So I started thyroid hormone in the past week and a half. So, I've had some issues at the gym that just made me think about my thyroid. So one morning I happened to have some T3 laying around, and I took a pretty kicking dose. I took 40 micrograms, put it under my tongue when I woke up, went downstairs to do my cardio, and started to feel strange, but not bad strange, good strange. Like, man, I felt like as though I had a cup of coffee in me, but I really didn't. And then I noticed something else. My vision got super clear all of a sudden. It was ridiculous. It was like somebody, you know, when you go to the optometrist and they flip that thing. Is it better now or now? Is it better now or now when you get an eye exam?
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like all of a sudden somebody flipped the lens the right way and everything in my field of view got clearer. Hey, Rob, are you typing?
Yeah. I'm
Sorry. Just hold on just a second? So anyway, and so I noticed that everything got really super crisp and clear in my field of view. And so I contacted Dr. Andre and we talked about it, and he looked at my last labs and he said, "Well, you definitely sound like you're responding to it. Let's try something." So he started me off at a very, very low dose. I'm taking Armathyroid, just one grain a day. But I got to tell you something. I feel so much better, and I'm sleeping better now. Well, last night I didn't sleep too good because I forgot to wear my Breathe Right nasal strips, and I snored. And when I snore, I wake myself up. But nonetheless, two nights before that, I slept like a baby. And I got to tell you something. I don't think that the thyroid test, even though I got a very comprehensive thyroid test, we looked at TSH, T3, T4, free T3 and T4 and reverse T3 and TPO. So I get the whole schwack when I go. It still didn't tell the story. Thyroid comes down to symptoms. And I'll tell you something else I've noticed. Since I started thyroid hormone, I'm much more tolerant to caffeine.
Really?
And, yeah. And I'm wondering now that, you know, when people get older, they tend to become intolerant to caffeine. And I'm wondering if that may be one of the red flags that your thyroid hormone, not necessarily your thyroid itself, but thyroid hormone is starting to bottom out on you. Because your thyroid may be making plenty of hormone, but it's not active in tissue for some reason. So,
interesting.
I just thought I'd share that with everybody because Carmela Cierzo came on the show not too long ago and talked about how she was feeling. terrible, and it turned out to be her thyroid. I think a lot of people out there may have subclinical thyroid issues that never really get diagnosed. They just learn to live with that dull feeling.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like test levels when they decline. Guys just learn to live with it.
Yeah, right, exactly. They just overlook it, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you haven't signed up for the Supreme Radio newsletter, sign up for it, because this next one that comes out on Thursday, I believe, or maybe the one after that, we've got some amazing studies that are recently published that indicate the benefits of testosterone on heart function in men. You know, there's like 1,000 good studies out there that show that testosterone is beneficial to heart function. And then there's these two latecomers, which were really crappy science when you look at them. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon for these last two. So much so that now you have these attorneys out there fishing online. Have you gotten testosterone and had a heart attack? You know, we want to sue the doctor for you. There's so much good information out there about testosterone's benefits on the heart. Mm. And so little that says it's bad for you. But of course, the way we are, we only gravitate towards the negative information. So it's going to be in this next Supreme Radio newsletter, some really good studies that show that testosterone is beneficial. And the men with the lowest testosterone levels have the highest rate of cardiovascular disorders, including heart failure.
Interesting.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Rob? Anything else we need to talk about before we pull the plug?
Well, you know, I'm really excited for some of the additions to CoachRobRagish.com. In addition to those free sample reports, I've got some other things in the works that are going to give people a real good idea of what the information and the products can do for them that I'll be offering. I'm looking to add a lot of new stuff in 2014, and I'm not talking about necessarily pills, powders, and potions. You know, trumping Synthogen is going to be all but impossible. We were fortunate to get that product done when we did. But having said that, I'd love to see it at Orbit. I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Mitch Barham over there. Are you talking to Mitch over there?
Yeah, I've sent him a few follow-up emails. Lord knows he's probably a busy guy.
Oh, he's got so many plates in the air. It's just ridiculous. It really is.
Well, I'll guarantee him this. If he's anything like Reggie over at Predator, who's currently sold out right now, he's going to be glad he got on board.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like Synthogen is the real thing, because you really do no marketing, no real advertising for it. It's all word of mouth. And it seems like people love it. So
no, they're calling it the new Zebutol, which in my mind is the highest compliment that it can be given. And Mass tells me they're starting to run low, because even though they got the mother load in last time, 3/4 of it was pre-sold.
Yeah.
And we're not talking necessarily about new customers. These are repeat buys, which for my money is the hallmark of a product that works.
Always great to have you on the show, Rob. Of course, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Sign up for the bulletin and get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Take care, Rob.
Thanks, brother.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Richard Lentz, and we're going to explode this myth. You think you're using olive oil, but you're not. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The magic of live radio. Welcome back. Welcome back. So this is a really important discussion we're going to have. I first learned about this a couple years ago. I was watching a documentary about truffles, and they had a guy who had his voice and his identity hidden. And they were talking about how truffles is like almost like the drug trade out there. And this guy mentioned during the interview, quite not unnoticed by most people, well, if you think the truffle trade is bad, you should see the olive oil trade, he said. Most of the olive oil out there isn't even real. He said this in Italian, and then they translated it, but they went right past it because the whole subject was about truffles. That was when I first started to wonder why olive oil didn't taste the way it did when I remember when I was a kid. And I think my next guest is going to be able to shed some real light on this, and he's Richard Lentz. How you doing, Richard?
Yeah, Carl. Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So the reality is that most of us have probably never experienced real olive oil, or we've forgotten over the years what it used to smell like and what it tastes like. Talk about what's going on in the olive oil trade today.
Well, we cover a lot of different product categories, so it's sort of like truffles. Olive oil is our topic, but in our health food industry, we found this time and time again, where especially when companies, either a lot of times they don't produce their own product and they have the buying it in bulk, and almost like a cocaine operation where as it passes from hand to hand, it gets cut along the way. Or the original producer is just trying to stretch out his dollar and make some more money. So he's adding, in the case of olive oil, things like canola oil or soybean oil or peanut oil or any kind of vegetable oil that will stretch out the real expense of olive oil. And so, yeah, it doesn't taste like olive oil anymore because it's not olive oil. It's a bunch of different vegetable oils that somebody decided they're going to blend in there so they can make an extra profit.
And the reality is when a big organization like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods allows an olive oil to be put up on their shelf, they don't do any real analysis. Maybe they open the bottle and smell it, but what do they know, right?
Yeah, even if you presented them with a lab analysis, they wouldn't understand it. And the taste is really subtle, and you know, you almost have to be like a connoisseur of wines to really understand what it is you're tasting. Of course, once you taste the real stuff, and then you have a bottle of the real stuff to compare it to, then you're not, you know, anything that's less than real, you're going to detect it right away. But a lot of the U.S. is like a magnet for these phony olive oils because the American consumer, for the most part, they grew up and they were young and they were in a real Italian family in New York City, probably never had real olive oil ever to begin with. So they're not going to notice if there's, you know, these blended oils that are labeled as olive oils, and wouldn't notice that from drinking a bottle of peanut oil.
Here's what happened with me, right? So a friend of mine told me about your product, and I ordered two bottles because by ordering the second bottle, I got free shipping. I thought, well, this is a bargain, and I'm going to go and buy olive oil at Trader Joe's or someplace anyway. And as soon as it came in, I noticed the almost emerald green color, and it wasn't the bottle. It was the oil that was that color. I thought, wow. And then I opened up the bottle, and I smelled it. And as soon as I put it to my nose, I could smell olives. It didn't have that heavy, muted smell that olive oil generally has. And then it dawned on me, a flashback to when I was a kid. And I said to Elisa, my grandmother used to use Pompeii olive oil. It smelled like this, I said. And that's when I took a tablespoon of it out and put it in my mouth. And immediately I had this rush of memories of when I was a kid. It was amazing. And so, and Elisa told this story the other day on Friday, on Casual Friday. I actually took the bottle and didn't put it to my lips, but put it about a half inch from my lips and poured some into my mouth and swished it around my mouth and drank it down. And it was so light and so tasty. I couldn't do that with regular olive oil without gagging because it's almost like thick, like glycerin, regular olive oil. This stuff's amazing. So I told the audience the story the other day. You know, this is small batch stuff. You don't really advertise. In fact, you even said to me, you know, we sell everything that we produce. And I begged you to come on this show and be part of the show because I want my audience to know about this product because all of us use olive oil. And who knows, we could be using safflower oil or peanut oil, as you point out. Soybean oil could be part of that mix that we're getting, and the stores don't know anything about it.
Well, here's the sad part of it is when the consumer thinks they're going to the real olive oil and doing like you really should do is when you're making a fresh salad and you're pouring the fresh olive oil with some balsamic vinaigrette, where you're not getting all that pre-processed, which is stuff that I really like to eat, you know, like the blue cheese and all these other salad dressings, but right. You're really eating the stuff that's good for you, you're actually going back and ending up with those same vegetable oils that are in those processed products that you were trying to avoid in the first place.
Anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate the compliment, but, you know, and that's a sad thing about this industry now is what you're doing is you're thanking me for being honest and putting in the bottle with our label what it says on the bottle.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But it's the state of affairs today. I mean, in every industry. So let's talk a little bit about what you do differently, Richard. First of all, you own your own fields with the olives, right?
Yeah, we grow it. We only started processing the olive oil a couple of years ago, but we've been growing olive trees and making olive leaf extract as a health food product for almost 20 years now. And we do our own farming, organic farming. We grow tomatoes, garlic, carrots, even lemons. And we're also a fishing company because we started out back in 1981 just after I quit a job that I had working for an international fishing company and set up our own plant in Baja California. So what happened was we make our own raw materials ourselves, and so we're not buying anything other than the packaging materials. So we have our own factory, and we do a little bit of a twist on what the way normal olive oil is packaged, assuming that it's bottled as 100% pure. What we did is because we didn't have, we did have a press that was made by an Italian company for pressing grapes, because we do our own grapeseed extract, and that same press could be adapted for pressing olives, and we did that. 2 years ago, we were playing with it and getting the right screens and pressing the olives, and it was just too labor-intensive, and we have in our plant these big vacuum tanks that we use for the freeze-drying process, and I thought, man, I wonder if we could tumble the olives inside of a vacuum and just do it different, because that's kind of my background, is I ran processing plants from Maine sardine canneries to Costa Rica. I was in the fishing industry, and that was my job, was building and running.
Ocean Gardens? Were you with Ocean Gardens?
No, that actually, Ocean Gardens was a Mexican company that had, I think they had 100% of the rights to the exports of lobsters and shrimp and other stuff from Mexico. I think that's changed over the years. So that was a government-run, Mexican government-run subsidiary that operated in the U.S., but okay. No, we're just a U.S. private little company, and we own a plant in Mexico, and we own our own fields in Mexico, and that's because I've been working down there for 40 years, and that is really a much more pure environment. Although people think of Mexico as, oh, it's all sorts of, you know, chemicals and this and that, but if you get into the hills of Baja California in northern Mexico, where they run the Baja 500, if you ever
right.
seen those races,
yeah, yeah,
where there's nothing out there but coyotes and cactus,
right,
and set up a little farm, you have nobody around you. There's no neighbors. There's no water. You have to drill down pretty deep to get to the groundwater, but there's nothing there, and there's no better place to be doing a farming operation, because the sunlight, like 340 days of the year,
right,
just in the middle of the desert, and as long as we have access to water and no neighbors, there's no contamination. You get these organic farms, as an example, in the San Joaquin Valley in California, where you get these guys that work really hard, and they get certified organic, and to be certified organic, all you have to do is prove that during the last 3 years, you didn't have any chemicals added to your fertilizer for your own farm. But what about the guy that's 100
up the road
yards, yeah, up
right.
the road, who's crop dusting,
right?
Or when it rains and the water washes down
right.
from the hills around
right.
you, and all these, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of these farms.
Richard, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're going long here. We have to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to pick up this story on the other side, but I want to talk about how you produce this olive oil, because you produce this olive oil the way it was produced back in the day when olive oil so became popular. We're talking right now with Richard Lentz. We're talking about Seagate olive oil. You can find the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. They are not advertising with us. This is the first time I've ever done anything in the way of an affiliate program, because I believe in the product so wholeheartedly that I promise you, if you buy the product and you don't like it, I'll buy it from you, because I will use it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls,
They're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Richard Lentz. We're talking about Seagate's olive oil product. I got an email from Clay Tisdale, and he's asking, he buys Bragg's olive oil. We are not saying anything about anybody else's olive oil here. We're not claiming that other people's olive oil is bad. We're just stating a fact that the olive oil industry is not doing what they're supposed to do. And what we do know here, and what I can tell you from just from trying this product, is I know that Seagate is doing what they are supposed to do. Let's talk about how the product is manufactured, Richard. So you guys press this stuff one time, right?
Yeah, well, actually, we're technically now not even pressing it. We're loading these things into our vacuum tanks, and these tanks have a slight slow rotation, so the olives are actually squeezing against their own weight.
Wow!
And inside of a vacuum, where there's very little oxygen, which will cut down if there were any oxidation effect anyway.
Sure.
It was my idea because I was trying to figure out a way to do, instead of loading up our press and doing 100 pounds at a time, this way we could do like a ton or two at a time and just leave it in the press slowly rotating. And it turned out, this is only our second season making the olive oil for bottling in a glass bottle. We were making it just for encapsulation before. but it turned out that the taste even improved from when we were pressing it. And I think the reason is because when we're not squeezing with a hydraulic press under such pressure, we're not getting some of the liquid that's inside of the skin and inside of the little pits, that's not coming out anymore. And that was kind of had a real harsh taste to it. Now it's really gently just rotating, so we're just getting the oil by itself.
And then you use a gravity-fed filter. This is another thing that's different. You're not forcing it through. You're just letting it drip through a filter, right?
Yeah. There's no forcing because, you know, the fine material that we're separating, it's so fine that if we were to try to pump it through, it would clog the filter up right away. This way it doesn't clog. And this is just experimentation because I didn't go to any olive oil academy to try to figure this out.
Well, one of the things I noticed about the olive oil, and we've had a few bottles in the house now, is and this is something that I actually like. One bottle was crystal clear. One bottle had a little bit of, I don't know what you would call it, cloudiness in the bottom of it. When you shake it up, it disappears. And I think of it as the unfiltered, unpasteurized apple cider vinegar has something in it called mother that they attribute is beneficial. It's like some remnants of the apple that are left behind. Is that an experience that is common with the product that people should be aware of? That, look, you know, it's made in such pristine fashion that you may find a little cloudiness at the bottom of the bottle?
Yeah, well, before we started processing this 2 years ago, I visited a couple of hardcore old-fashioned processors where they don't use a filter at all. It was a very low production. They just use kind of a gravity sedimentation where the solids will just slowly work their way to the bottom of these metal containers, and then they have a little spigot that's about an inch above the bottom, and they'll open up the spigot, and that'll get the oil out. And there'll be a little bit of that cloudiness because they're not filtering it at all, but we're probably right now producing, for this season, we'll produce maybe 15,000 bottles, and next season we'll go up more because it's been selling out. But that's what you get, is a little bit of that cloudiness, almost like when you're getting that pure apple cider vinegar. Yeah.
And I actually like that. I like the idea that it's not so processed that every single bottle looks exactly as the one before and the one after it, that there is a little personality, if you will, to the olive oil. I got to tell you, I mean, I've really never gotten this excited about a product before, only because it's not just that I use olive oil, but it made me realize that olive oil is supposed to taste the way I remembered it to taste. I thought it was just me. I got older, and olive oil just doesn't taste the same anymore to me. And then I had yours, and I thought, oh, my God, this is what olive oil is supposed to taste like. Yeah, and you must get that kind of response from everybody that buys the product, right?
Yeah, they're saying, I never realized it was supposed to taste this good. And even I, who never had real olive oil until we started making it, now, and this is a test, is before, if you go to a restaurant and you're presented with the bread on the table and some butter, and then you're given, you know, they'll fill a little bit of olive oil in a dish so you can dip it.
Right.
This olive oil tastes so good that you would almost prefer to put this on because it tastes kind of almost buttery itself. And one other thing, talking about the bottles, in the health food industry, they're all saying, and I purposely did this, making a clear white glass bottle. People say, oh, no, it's not protecting it from the oxidation.
Right, the light.
The light. And there's so little protection in that slightly tinted green bottle that people are familiar with. I mean, it's like if you drive in your car on the highway, at least down in this part of the world, you have slightly tinted windows. You're going to get a sunburn from the light coming through your slightly tinted window anyway. It's not doing anything to keep out light. But what those slightly greenish bottles are doing is it's giving a false impression of greenness to the product.
Because you know why? Because I used to buy the olive oil from Trader Joe's. That was the one from Italy. It was the more expensive one. The bottle is green. But when you pour the oil out, it's more of a yellowish green color than an emerald green color. But it looks emerald green because the bottle has a green tint to it.
Yeah, exactly. And as you turn more yellow, it's an indication that they might have been using heat to treat it. And we just do, you know, this is like the first press, but it's not really being pressed, but it's the first pass. So we're not passing the olive material back a second time. But these bigger companies will go through a second time and use some heat that will help turn the fat inside the olive into oil and get a little bit more yield out of those same olives. And then there's the third time through where they start adding solvents to it to get a little bit more of the stuff that didn't come out. But, we don't do any of that. We're just doing it naturally.
And that's amazing. I didn't even know you're not pressing it anymore. You're actually vacuum, putting them in a vacuum, and it's literally allowing the liquids inside the olives to kind of seep out by way of vacuum osmosis here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We just happen to have these vacuum tanks in the plant for other purposes, and it was just an experiment, so I threw 500 pounds in it.
I want to thank you first for making this product. I really mean this. I mean, it's two of the things that I keep thinking about when I was young. Olive oil and avocados. Avocados don't taste like they used to taste either. Maybe you need to get into that business also, Richard. But anyway, this has really been a wonderful experience for me because I use a lot of olive oil on a week in and week out basis. And now I get excited to use it. And Elisa loves the bottles. So we get the bottles, we empty them out, we clean them out, and she likes to do things with them. So it's a pretty bottle, and what's in it is even better. I'm telling the audience right now, if you think you're buying olive oil, I would put this up against it. Maybe you are. Maybe you are buying something that is made a high-quality product. I don't think it's made this way. I'll say that. But I would challenge you to try this side-by-side with your product. And like I said before, if you buy it and you don't like it, you email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll buy it back from you because I'll use it.
Yeah, we haven't had any returns, but we do take returns if there's an issue. But I'm not saying that all olive oil out there is not real, but try looking on Google and start putting in the search olive oil, fake oil, processed olive oil that mixes other things, and you're going to find that overall they're going to say 70-80% of what's coming into the U.S. that's labeled olive oil has been blended with other oils.
That's scary. Yeah. Listen, Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, and thank you for offering this product to my audience.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Preeti Srikanthan talking about the importance of muscle mass as you age as a longevity influence. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even
run faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. This next interview, I'm very excited about, and I'm going to tell you why. You know that for the past 9.5 years, I've been saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And my next guest is Dr. Preeti Srikanthan. I'm sorry, yes, did I pronounce that right, Srikanthan? We're being joined by Dr. Preeti Srikanthan. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You know, we lost you at the top of the interview. So you didn't hear my little intro. For the past 9.5 years, I've been doing the show, and I've been saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And I've often talked about the fact that BMI is flawed because it doesn't take into account muscle, and that muscle is actually an organ. So right. Your group did an interesting study. Let's talk about that first.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I guess what you're saying is, you know, very valid to our previous work. We started off, you know, looking at the various markers that we use of obesity, waist-hip ratio, waist circumference, and BMI. This is in a study done about 8 years ago, and found it in an older population, waist-hip ratio performed much better than BMI in predicting mortality. Mm. And we noted that, you know, this was interesting because waist-hip ratio did better than even waist circumference. The difference between waist-hip ratio and waist circumference is the addition of this the information regarding hip ratio. Right. And hip ratio takes into account a lot of the lower body, the major muscle groups in the upper part of the lower of the limbs. I mean, the quadriceps,
right.
and things like that, the gluteal muscles. So therefore, we started to think about, you know, okay, this is obviously an important part of the mortality reduction, and hence we did another study about 5 or 6 years ago looking at muscle mass and its association with prediabetes, and noted that there was an incremental relationship such that as you had a greater, you were in a higher quartile of muscle mass, you had a lower level of insulin resistance and a lower risk of prediabetes. And that's sort of flowed on to the work that we're talking about today.
And see, it makes perfect sense because muscle, and the reason I used to say muscle is metabolic currency is because muscle creates your metabolism. I mean, it is what is using up calories aside from the brain and organ systems. It is one of the biggest users of energy. And
right.
So it just makes perfect sense that if you have more muscle, you will maintain a greater degree of insulin sensitivity and glucose utilization.
Right. I mean, it actually is about 85% of total body glucose deposition is in muscle beds. And I mean, predominant part of that is in muscles of the upper and lower extremities. So what you're saying is extremely valid.
So let's talk about this most recent study, muscle mass index as a predictor of longevity in older adults. Describe the study design.
So essentially, I mean, we didn't collect this data. This was data that was collected as a part of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, so the NHANES Survey 3, that was conducted between 1988 and 1994. And we focused on a group of 3,000-odd individuals, men who are more than 55 years and women who are more than 65 years old. And we looked at the individuals, how many individuals had died from natural causes on a follow-up survey in 2004. And the primary predictor that we used in the study was muscle mass indexed by height as measured by a methodology called bioelectrical impedance. And essentially the theory behind this methodology is that muscle contains more water than fat and therefore has lower levels of electrical resistance, lower levels of resistance to the passage of a current. So, I mean, the way in which this measurement is done is it looks like a bathroom scale. You stand on the scale, you hold handles which are attached to the scale, and you have a passage of a very small electrical current from one part of the body to the other, and the level of electrical resistivity tells us how much electrical conducting tissue you have, so how much muscle and how much fat you're likely to have. So it's a very simple method, this was done on all of these individuals over a period of 6 or 7 years. Now, what we were interested in looking at was the relationship between muscle mass index, muscle mass indexed by height, similar to the way in which weight is indexed by height in BMI.
Right.
And we looked, the statistical models that we constructed also included insulin resistance and various cardiovascular risk factors. And what we found is that even if we included all those cardiovascular risk factors, the amount of muscle by itself stood as a very important independent marker of mortality risk. So what this says is that, we had surmised that the mechanism by which muscle mass would decrease one's mortality would be through decreasing the usual cardiometabolic risk factors. Mm-hmm. But this maybe is not the case, is what the current data is suggesting. So this is an interesting outcome for us, because not only does it confirm our previous suspicions that definitely body composition has to be taken into account when you look at risk of death. But in addition, there appears to be some intrinsic property of muscle, even beyond the cardiometabolic risk factors that we know. Maybe it's cardiorespiratory fitness aspect. Maybe it's genetics, which allow one to build a certain amount of muscle. These things are a excellent predictor of your individual's likelihood of survival.
Or it could be the fact that the response to activity allows someone to maintain more muscle, as opposed to a sedentary person who sits in a chair all day long. It may be indicative of it may be extrinsic to the intrinsic lifestyle that begets and maintains more muscle.
I mean, there's obviously some other factor there. You probably have a different phenotype of individual, somebody who's there is the full lifestyle, the various dietary and other influences that would come from living a healthy life, in addition to maintaining cardiorespiratory fitness. So I think this is a very important message, not only for people such as your listeners, but the general population who may not be as inclined to participate in regular health activities. And it usually is a source. My patients are frequently overweight, and a lot of them are diabetic, and they find it very frustrating that losing weight has such emphasis put on it. We all talk about trying to decrease your BMI. But actually, biologically, that's extremely difficult to do. In fact, what we should be emphasizing, and that's what the study has really brought to the fore for us, is that, you know, you have to encourage individuals to maintain a level of activity such that they maintain muscle mass and, if possible, increase muscle mass. That's a far more important message to give. And that's actually quite an empowering message. I mean, to be able to tell somebody that, don't worry about the scales, just keep active and, in fact, do as much resistance training as you possibly can, and that will improve your overall outcome.
And this has been the mission of this show for over 9 years now. Uh-huh. And this is especially true for women, because men generally die sooner, and mm-hmm. women end up losing their independence because they lose the ability to be ambulatory. A couple falls and the kids go, hey, Mom, you can't live by yourself anymore. And it's so important. You know, men tend to be able to acquire and maintain strength to a greater degree than women because of hormonal milieus and so on. Women need to work at it a little bit harder. Why was the cutoff age 55 for men and 65 for women? Just curious.
It's because the cardiovascular, I mean, if you look at Framingham and other risk categorization scores, there's always a lower threshold given for men than is for women, as there is a higher level of cardiovascular risk at an earlier age for men. I mean, the very fact that you're a man gives you extra points in those risk scales. So, hence the age cutoff. It derives from the Framingham cardiovascular risk score.
This is really exciting to me, because my hope for a long time has been that the mainstream medical orthodoxy would start to recognize the importance of muscle and not act like it was something that those of us who are vain focus on. I happen to be, according to BMI, obese. But I'm probably only right now about 15% body fat. And when I go to a doctor and they say to me, you need to lose weight, I look at them and go, are you kidding me? I mean, look at me. I'm all muscle.
Right.
And why would I want to lose weight?
Right. And actually, I mean, what we have noted over the last couple of years is studies that have actually shown that, in diseases such as heart failure in older population, in fact, BMI has a J-shaped relationship with mortality. Mm. So, in fact, that's this concept of the obesity paradox. So that as you look at a group who are in the so-called overweight to obese categories of BMI, so between 25 and 35, you actually find that there's a nadir. I mean, the lowest level of mortality risk reached at that point, and then the risk increases once your BMI goes over 35. So, I mean, the cause for that phenomenon has not been well understood. And I think that in part, continuing to give advice to, individuals in those risk groups that you should be losing weight may actually be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
I think I'm very hesitant to tell my older patients to lose weight. I mean, when they tell me I can't do anything about my weight, I say, don't worry about your weight. Go and become more active. And I mean, it doesn't take much. I mean,
I want to get into that in just a moment.
Okay.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to talk about the degree of muscularity that the individuals had in an effort to, in order to influence longevity. Because this is a very, very interesting discussion. We're talking with Dr. Preethi Srikanthan. We're talking about the importance of muscle mass as you age and perhaps an indicator of longevity. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is a superhuman topic. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Preethi Srikanthan. We're talking about the importance of muscle as you age. This is validation of something that we here at the Superhuman Nation have known all along. So let's talk about this. How much muscle did the individuals who fared better on the research actually maintain? Was it significant? Was it just the average? What was it?
I mean, it's interesting to note. So I can't give you percentage of muscle. What I can give you is the average muscle mass index for men and women. And, you know, in women, the so the individuals in the lowest quartile had had a muscle mass index of 6.2. Those who did, I mean, had a 5% decrease in mortality in the second quartile, had a level of 6.9, and those in the third and fourth quartiles had levels of 7.6, and they had a reduction of mortality of about 20%.
Wow.
Now, so the actual the increments are quite minimal. I mean, and I think the message that I want to give your listeners is that individuals in both the third and fourth quartile. So anybody with muscle mass index of more than 75% of normal were able to achieve a pretty significant mortality reduction. So it shows that, you know, it doesn't take much to have some mortality benefit from an increase in muscle mass.
Was there any correlation to strength? Grip strength is usually used with elderly people. Was that done?
It wasn't done. We didn't use that grip strength data. I mean, actually, there have been studies that have looked purely at grip strength and its association with mortality.
Yeah, the one I was thinking was the one from Hawaii, where they looked at the mother's longevity and grip strength as an indicator, and they had quite a few centenarians in the population of that study.
Right, and I think the reason that we chose to look more at the actual composition was because essentially grip strength is a surrogate for the amount of functional muscle. I mean, you're likely to have higher functioning muscle if you have a better grip strength. And the other problem is, in an older population, you tend to have a lot of confounders which affect grip strength, which may not actually be impacting on muscle. I'm thinking about rheumatologic conditions and actual lack of training, etc. And I think our interest in just looking at the global amount of muscle was that it definitely is something that can be tracked over time. It's not unlike grip strength, which can be affected by various medical illnesses. We can track the muscle mass index on longitudinal health visits, and therefore it's a indicator which is far more clinically useful.
Well, the other thing is that this audience is well aware of that building strength is a neuromuscular adaptation. And having large muscles is a result of protein synthesis and hypertrophy. And they are not mutually, assigned to each other. You can have muscles that look like you are really strong, but not be really strong. They're very, very different, objectives. So you have people that can, and if we're looking at this from the standpoint that muscle is somehow an organ, we know that muscle produces leptin, not just fat. There's muscle produces growth factors intrinsically in muscle cells from the stretch response. So even if you're not producing a lot of growth hormone any longer, you can still upregulate IGF-1 through exercise. We know that you can build strong muscles. I'm sorry, you can build bigger muscles without having to really, really be strong. And if bigger muscles is kind of like having a bigger organ, if you will, that is more capable of mitigating onset of various diseases, that you don't have to be strong to have big muscles.
Right. I'd add to what your excellent summary there, that, you know, very recently there's been the description of a hormone called irisin produced by muscle, functioning muscle. And irisin plays into a very interesting area of obesity medicine, which is that not all fat is created equal. There's actually a deposit of fat called brown adipose tissue.
Right.
And there's some thought now that, I mean, there's a lot of interest in, well, okay, if this brown adipose tissue is the remnants of adipose tissue which is present in the fetal and embryonic ages. And there's a thought that this tissue has a very important role to play in maintaining temperature by increasing metabolic rate.
Right.
Now, therefore, there's been a lot of interest. Now, if we can tap into this, try to increase the amount of conversion from white to brown adipose tissue, it would be a real godsend. I mean, finally, we'd have something which would address increase metabolic rate.
Yeah, we already have something. It's called muscle.
Right. And I mean, so the point is that irisin actually upregulates beige adipose tissue production, so it actually upregulates the conversion from white to brown adipose tissue. So there's plenty of reasons to underline this concept of muscle as a functioning endocrine organ.
You know, when all the rage came out about brown adipose tissue and there were people out there that were literally sitting in ice baths because they said, oh, if you sit in ice baths, you can convert fat tissue to brown tissue, and then it'll burn calories. And I said, well, look at the Eskimos. You know, they don't look like they're doing too good. There's actually a research that shows, I want to say it's the Bergman phenomenon or something like that, where if you live in colder climates, you put on more body fat because the body is trying to protect its ability to maintain body heat. And so, you know, I'm thinking, why is everybody all of a sudden so interested in trying to convert their body fat into brown adipose tissue? Just build muscle. It does the same thing. It'll burn calories while you're sitting still. It's like, and we can do that a lot easier without any trickery than sitting in ice baths to try to convert fat to brown fat. You know, it's really ridiculous.
Right, right. I mean, it's a heck of a lot easier for, you know, older folks. You know, doing resistance training is something that you can, you know, you don't have to really visit a gym to do that. This is kind of floor exercise.
Yes, body weight.
That could be done. Yeah, that, I mean, even individuals who perhaps have not had a great deal of exercise for the last couple of years would be able to slowly gear up to a reasonable resistance sort of training program.
Do you train?
No, I don't. I encourage my participants, the older participants, to visit our physical therapists, and you know, who are more skilled in trying to get people lifting.
Well, I'm sorry. I used the wrong term. In this community, do you train means do you work out? Do you work out, Dr.?
Oh yes, Frequent? I do.
Okay, good.
Yes, I do both. I mean, my morning routine involves about 20 minutes of resistance exercises,
good
and then
for you.
I try to do at least, you know, 4 times a week aerobic exercise, so jogging and running.
And the most important movement for a woman to learn is the squat. Because getting out of a chair becomes challenging when you hit 70 and 80 years old. And so, I said that to a woman once at a party, and she was probably in her late 70s, and she immediately showed me that she could get out of a chair 6 times. She did a squat, sat down, and I said,
so
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So there you go. Well, listen, I love this research. This is great research, and more within the medical orthodoxy need to get a hold of this and say, you know what? We need to start telling our patients, it's not just about cardio. It's about resistance training, too. Adding muscle is an important factor. And as I've said on this show, muscle is metabolic currency. A lot of people put a lot of money away so that they can retire peacefully, but they don't put any muscle away so they can enjoy that money. Instead, they end up in a nursing home in a wheelchair facing a wall. So muscle is metabolic currency. Get into the gym and make a deposit today. I started closing my show with that not over 9 years ago. So
okay, that's I wholly encourage your ideas. I mean, that's a wonderful premise for both young and old to follow.
That's right. Start young, and it'll be easier when you get older.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye bye.
All right, so there you have it. I want to thank Rob Regish for coming on. Of course, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to learn more about his products and services. Also to Richard Lentz, go to superhumanradio.com and check out the 100% extra virgin olive oil from Seagate. It's not going to be there very long. Just want to introduce it to the audience. And thank you to Dr. Srikanthan for coming on and talking about the importance of muscle. And thank you to Elliot Turton for producing the show. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto is because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum. Painstakingly processed.